Hello and welcome to How to Walk in Divine Health, a radio outreach of the Living Savior Ministries. We have a special program today. Our speaker, Thurman Scrivener, is the senior pastor at the Living Savior Ministries. He is going to be teaching today the principles from God's Word on how to get healed and how to stay healed. We join today's message, Lord, I Need Help, already in progress.
Welcome to the Living Savior Church today. Praise the Lord. We just had a great trip to Baltimore. Got back last night about 6. Woo-hoo! Had a great time. Got to see Jesus do some wonderful things. I'm going to tell you about some of them here in just a minute. But first of all, we're going to let this little girl come give her testimony. She's got a testimony. Praise the Lord. Tell us what the Lord done, honey.
So yesterday we went to the Church of Christ Spring Fling, and there was a girl there. Her name was Anna. She fell off one of the bounce houses and hurt her ankle. So I asked her if I could pray for her, and she said, sure. So I used Matthew 18:19 and prayed. I didn't know what to say, but I told her, and after I prayed, I told her to stand back up and walk on it. And she said, wow, it doesn't hurt. And so I'm like, thank you, Father. I had no idea what to say.
She got up and it was healed, huh? Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Just think what God would do for us if we would just believe Him.
Amen.
You know, when the faith of a child, you know, praise God. Okay, praise the Lord. Let me tell you a little bit about Baltimore. We had a couple that was there 2 years ago when we were there, and her arm was locked, and she couldn't raise it up. So they came up for prayer. Of course, I just prayed for them like we always do, simple little prayer, or touched them in the name of Jesus, and they went home. And the husband last night told us that we didn't even get hardly away from the church until my wife could raise her arm up, and said the further it went into the evening, said by the time we got home, said she could raise her arm just as straight up as she could the other one. And she said, it's been 2 years, and said my arm still, and in fact, she jumped up in front of everybody, and she said, look, they still both work. And then another one, which I thought was really cool. There's a lady and her husband came up, and she reached up and grabbed her left breast. And she says, I have breast cancer. I said, ma'am, I told you today during the message that I had so many people here tonight that I knew I was going to be prayed for. There was a lot of people there. I knew I wasn't going to have time to spend time with everybody, so I told everybody, I said, I want you to repent of all your sins. That's the first thing you have to do. Ask God, what did I do, but make sure that you repent of every sin, known and unknown. But if you can think of anything, any unforgiveness, bitterness, or anything against anybody, you make sure you confess that as sin. I said, then when you do that, then when you come up, Jesus said in Mark 16, 17, and 18, all I got to do is lay hands on you and he'll heal you. Is that what he said? He didn't say I had to even pray for you, did he? Now, if Jesus says, you don't even have to pray for me. What if I got a sick man here and he comes up and he needs healing and he's repented of his sins and I just say, now what did I say?
Be healed.
Healed.
Did I say be healed?
No.
Did Jesus say I had to say be healed?
No.
Jesus said I got to do what?
Lay hands on.
Is that what I did?
Yes.
So guess what?
He's healed.
And I said that Jesus made it so simple. He didn't even tell us we had to pray. He just said, repent of your sin and then
lay hands.
Don't have to pray. Just lay hands and they'll get well. Is that what he said? Did Jesus make it so simple it's just almost unbelievable? You know, isn't that true? He said, if two of you agree about anything, just like you and me a while ago, she came to me and said, I need a couple of drivers next week. I said, okay, Matthew 18:19, Lord, send her two drivers that don't smoke and that are going to be good drivers. In Jesus' name. I said, you in agreement? She said, yes. I said, praise God, guarantee you'll have two drivers tomorrow.
Praise
God. See, it can't fail.
Amen.
If you stand in faith, it cannot fail. And so I told this lady, I said, now, did I tell you that to make sure you've repented of all your sins? She said, yes, you did. I said, did you repent of all your sins? She's sitting there squeezing that knot in her breast. And she said, yes, I have confessed all my sin and everything. I said, then Jesus told me to lay hands on you and he'd heal you. Is that right? She said, yes. So I reached over and put my hand up here on her. And I did say, be healed in Jesus' name. My God, it's gone, she said. She was sitting there just squeezing her breath saying, my God, it's gone. The knot is gone. I thought, isn't God cool? No, I love serving Jesus. And so anyways, you know, Jesus did make it rather simple, didn't he? We do everything, you know, I'm beginning to get the idea that, you know, like I told everybody up there, we had so many people to pray for. Even doing it that way, just, you know, coming them up, having them come up and just confessing their sin, or making sure they'd confess their sin and they'd just touch them in the name of Jesus. Still, it took us till 12:30 that night to get everybody taken care of. I mean, you know, it's just amazing the number of people. And we had a whole family that saw me on Daystar the other day from London, England, and they flew all the way over to Baltimore just to have me pray for them while I was there. And they all got healed. God healed them all, the whole family. God healed them all. Yeah, and then, one of the men even was in a wheelchair, and he got out of the wheelchair and walked all over the place. You know, so God is, he's awesome. One of the little ladies there, she didn't know Jesus, and so she had a problem with her hearing. Cheryl looked right her right in the eye and led her to Christ, and we got her saved. And then after that, Cheryl prayed for her, and she began to hear right there, you know. So I told Cheryl, I said, she wasn't back 100% on her hearing, but I said, you know, she'll be able to hear just like the woman in Norway. That woman will be prayed for in Norway. She couldn't hear without hearing aids at all. I mean, she had two hearing aids, and we cast a demon out of her, and they left after we cast a demon out. We didn't even know she couldn't hear until the next morning she woke up, and when they came back to the church or to the TV station, the husband said, we had a side effect to the deliverance yesterday. I said, a side effect to the deliverance? I didn't know Jesus had side effects, you know. Now, I know that if you take medicine, you know, from the doctor, sometimes you can have a side effect, you know, that you don't like. So anyway, I didn't understand what a side effect was. I said, what do you mean? He said, well, my wife couldn't hear without a hearing aid, and said this morning when she woke up, said we were staying in a hotel, and he said, when we woke up this morning, my wife looked over me and I said something to her, and she said, oh my goodness, I must have slept with my hearing aids in last night. She said, I can hear you perfectly. She reached up and she says, my goodness, they're not in there. And she looked over on the counter and they were over there. So he said, we had a side effect to the deliverance yesterday. I thought, that's the kind of side effects I like to see the Lord do, don't you?
Yes,
he's just so awesome, and he's doing so many things. And wow, we saw so many wonderful things happen, and so many people we prayed for, and several of them that were there had been healed before. And of course, one of the men that was talking to me after church, he said, Thurman, it's just amazing what people are willing to do. He said, like that couple, that whole family. He said, ain't no telling what that cost them to fly from London over here. But the whole family, I mean, they had all of them, the children, the grandfather, the mother and dad, everybody. They all come over, every one of them had something wrong with them. And they saw me on Daystar the other day talking about Caitlin. So they came all that way expecting God to heal them. And he did, he showed up and he healed them all. So, wow, I just can't tell the Lord how I appreciate him letting me do what I do for the body of Christ. You know, I mean, I'm teaching you exactly what he told me in the Word. And I try to teach you just exactly like he wrote it. And to see him do the wonderful things he does is just mind-boggling to think about that. But, you know, there's lots of good things. God is doing lots of good things. Now, I really believe with all my heart that this year you're going to see for the obedient church. And I hope you're part of the obedient church. But the church that tithes, the church that goes to church, the church, you know, that walks in love. You know, God clearly told us to, he didn't just ask us to walk in love, did he, Miss Jackie?
Amen.
And he said that several times, didn't he? I command you that you love one another. And why did he command us to love one another? Because when we walk in love, our faith works.
Amen.
And if we don't walk in love, our faith don't work. And so if we walk in love, we walk in faith, and then we can ask the King for anything and he'll do it for us. And it's kind of amazing, you know. So, and I got tickled. I got to tell this on Peggy. A while ago, I was up there talking to Peggy, and she says, eating too much sugar. And I said, well, I may be. I said, in fact, is light-colored chocolate got a lot of sugar in it? And she said, it's almost pure sugar. Why? And I said, because we had this couple from London came over for me to pray for, and they brought us a couple of big, nice boxes of chocolate. And so I said, I sat down there in the hotel room yesterday afternoon while I was resting, and I ate about half of one of those boxes of chocolate. She said, then I guess you took a nap. I said, that's exactly what I did. Oh, my goodness, this girl, she's going to be the life of me, because if I keep going like I am, I'll be the death of me, but she'll keep me from dying. Then I asked her a question. I said, well, if I'm eating too much sugar, I said, what's got sugar in it? She said, almost everything has sugar in it. I said, so what do I do? Quit eating? She said, well, that would help. You know, God, he made this body, did he not? And he told us what to do to it and what not to do to it and how to pray over it and everything. But, you know, whenever, you know, somebody comes all the way from London and brings you this nice chocolate, you know, white chocolate. What? Yeah, Belgium chocolate. Yeah. Oh, goodness. It was so good. Oh, my. So my honey buddy, she ate a lot of it, too, I guess. I didn't realize she eats as much as she said. But she gained 4 pounds, she said, on the trip to Baltimore. Wow. Oh, my goodness gracious, Lord, help us all. We need help, Lord. But the Lord says, cry out to me. Well, Lord, I'm crying out to you. I need help. I need help. I think all of y'all are just like me. Don't we all need help? Thank goodness that he's such a merciful God. He's such a wonderful God, and he does so many things for so many people, and we saw him heal so many people and so many wonderful things. It's amazing to think that I was in church all of my life and never saw a healing or a miracle. And then all of a sudden when I got to where I finally got to where I most of the time believe God, I know there's sometimes I still don't believe him, but if I can stay in that mode of faith and love, then there's nothing impossible. And it really does work, doesn't it? When you pray in faith, expecting it, it does happen. And it's so awesome to see God do those kind of things.
You have been listening to Thurman Scrivener of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety titled, Lord, I Need Help, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.